Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord, praise God, and the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you this great Holy Ghost power. Praise God. I'm telling you, the Lord has blessed Sister Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost ministry to go into the jails and prison to preach the power of the gospel to those that are behind prison bars. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons that we visit. Praise God. We understand the coronavirus has closed the jails and prisons. Amen. But right now we're preaching on radio like we always do. And we'll be doing this until we get a green light to go back into the jails and prisons to do what the Lord called us to do. Praise God. And since the jails and prisons are closed, those of you that's incarcerated can write our ministry. And Sir Velvet can read your letters here on the broadcast. So write us, praise the Lord. Amen. And Sir Velvet can read your letters here. Praise God. We got a powerful message talking about walking in the blessings of Abraham. Praise God. A brand new message. Praise the Lord. So call your neighbor and a friend. Those you that are incarcerated, tell your cellmate, tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Sir Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Now, walking in the blessings of Abraham. God is a good God. He wants us to be blessed. He wants all his children to be blessed. It's God's will for us to be well in our bodies, to be healed of sickness and disease. Be healthy. That's God's will. It's God's will for you to have food. Food in your home, in your refrigerator. Praise God. To have shelter, houses to live in. Have vehicles to drive. Amen. Have your needs met. To be free of poverty. Praise God. It's God's will. Praise God. Because God is a good God. He wants you to have the necessities of life. To be able to survive in this world. It's in the Bible. After the Holy Ghost fell on the day of Pentecost. The Bible said they had all things common. Their needs were met. It's God's will that his children's needs are met. Because he wants you to be blessed. Praise God. Amen. Now, God blessed Abraham. And we're going to talk about the blessings of Abraham. Amen. Let's go to Genesis chapter 12. Begin reading at verse number 1. What did the word of God say?
Then the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee.
Now, God spoke to Abram. His name was Abram. And told him, get thee out of thy country, from thy kinsmen, to the land I will show you. And what happened?
And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
Now God commanded Abram to leave his family, leave his country, to the land I will show thee. Now Abram couldn't see what God told him to go. But God told him to leave what he could see. Now, We preach salvation, how that the Lord will save you, how that Jesus gave his life on Calvary's cross, shed his blood, amen, will wash you in the blood of the Lamb, deliver you from your sin, take out that Adam nature, place in you a brand new nature to cause you to live free from sin, amen, fill you with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Now, you can't see that with your physical eye. But all you can see is this natural world. All you can see is the clubs, drinking alcohol, smoking cigarettes, using drugs. That's all you can see. Amen. But the Lord said, come out from the world. Be ye separate. And I will give you real joy, real peace, real love. You can't see what God said, but all you can see is the natural. But you got to believe. Abram believed God. You hear me? He believed God. He left his family. He left his, amen, country. He left all of that to follow the will of God. And if you give up the world, give up sin, give up serving the devil, then the Lord will give you what he told you he will give you. He'll give you joy. He'll give you peace. He'll give you love. He'll give you true love, true joy, true peace if you believe God. Now, Abram believed God. Faith is when you can't see it with your natural eye. But you believe it because God said it. Praise the Lord. That's faith. Amen. When you believe God, even though you can't see it with your natural eye, but you believe it because God said it. Praise the Lord. When the Lord said through Isaiah the prophet, Jesus' leg stripes were laid on his back. By his stripes you are healed. Because the word of God said it, then God will heal you of sickness and disease. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, Abram believed God. He left all of that stuff. St. Luke 14:26 said, what did Jesus say about that? Praise God. It's time to give up the world. Give up sin. Amen. Let it go. In order to be blessed by God.
If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sister, yea, in his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
Now Jesus said, if any man come after me, hate not his father, his mother, his wife, his children, he cannot be my disciple. You cannot serve God loving the world. Now, I'm blasting it on radio, letting people know that. You cannot serve the Lord in holiness, loving the world. But you got to get the world up. The old saint used to sing the song, one day, Lord, I gave up this world for you. One day, Lord, I gave up this world for you. In order for you to be an effective Christian, to serve the Lord in true holiness, then you got to come out from the world. You can't be worldly and be a child of God. And people need to understand and know that. Holiness brings forth a change inside and outside. Praise God. So many times you got folk trying to mark holiness by dressing up the outside. And the inside is full of the devil. That's not holiness. Holiness is when the change takes place on the inside. And when the change takes place on the inside, the outside will change. There's so many Christians saying they're saved on the inside, but the outside, you can't tell it. Praise the Lord. But I want to let you know, when you get truly saved, a child of God, you are sanctified outside. You hear me? Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's too many hypocrites out here walking around. Hypocrites in the pulpit. Praise God. Encouraging folks to be a hypocrite.
And God ain't pleased with these hypocritical preachers. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But it's time to stand for holiness. Praise the Lord. Preach holiness. Praise God. Live holy. Praise God. Look holy. Praise God. In the stores, look holy. Praise God. Walking down the street, be holy. Praise God. Let people know I'm a child of God. I done came out from the world. Praise God. The world don't excite me. We live in a day and time. Instead of some of these Christians converting the world is converting them. Amen. You're causing them to go backwards. Go back to Egypt. Praise God. But it's time to come out of Egypt. Amen. And then convert people to come to Jesus. Amen. How can you, amen, encourage people to come to Jesus and you going backwards, going back into Egypt? Praise God. And people need to understand, know that. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to pick it on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank God for this powerful word. Lord, look on people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, you forgive me of my sin. Lord, I live right. Blot their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, perform miracles of healing. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know Jesus bring forth a change, praise our God. A change that will last for a lifetime. Lord, touch them by your power. Lord, protect the people of God from the Canary virus, praise God. Immunize them by your divine power. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet.
Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Hallelujah. The song said, only believe. All things are possible if you only believe. Hallelujah. You heard that Mr. Ella Holmes that preached in that prayer. He prayed, hallelujah. If you believe that word, hallelujah. You've been set free, hallelujah. You've been converted from your old ways, hallelujah. Or you working out your soul salvation. The Lord has justified you by faith, hallelujah. And you're seeking for sanctification. He has given you that, hallelujah. And fill you with His Spirit, that miracle that you are looking for. If you believe that, hallelujah, you have got what you desired of the Lord, hallelujah. So keep on thinking and keep on praising Him, hallelujah. And write us and tell us about it. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holden, I love you. Jesus loves you even more and have a plan for you. You believe that, do not doubt it, because you are important to the Lord. Those are behind, and in free world, thank you for your prayer support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us and we pray for you. Remember that God loves with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, He is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Sister Velvet out of your ministry. Amen. Until the broadcast, this pastor, this chapter, William Holmes, along my beautiful pastor, Velvet saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train, this train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like the items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts. gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. This train is bound for glory.